I'm talking with Jeff Wheeler, CEO of Reprieve Renewables, about a new biomass crop system for producing dedicated energy crops like miscanthus. First of all, Jeff, why don't you start off by telling us about Reprieve Renewables?
Well, Reprieve Renewables, we have a very clear focus, and our focus is really growing renewable solutions, and we really focus on that by taking purpose-grown energy crops that can be grown on marginal and underutilized land. The demand for renewable-based products, whether it's renewable fuels, renewable chemical products, renewable animal bedding type products, renewable power, and different alternatives to pulp and paper out there, those demands are continuing to increase. And so the void that we're really stepping into is to really be able to grow these crops, create a new economic returns for marginal and underutilized land, and then ultimately be able to get those crops at the desired spec and in quality that the downstream markets need in order to fulfill those demands for the various markets.
Now, you've announced the deployment this year, which is already underway during the planting season, of a new crop system that you developed specifically for crops like miscanthus. So explain that for us.
Yeah, we're really excited to be launching this year on commercial scale acres across the United States our new AccuYield system. And one of the biggest challenges with feedstocks that has been presented out there is there's many promising feedstocks, such as giant miscanthus, which is the crop that we do raise. But the challenge is how do you really propagate that? How do you plant that at commercial scale? And that was really a research initiative we took on 4 years ago, and it's hence solved for that. And we can now take rhizomes instead of seed. These crops are planted and propagated from a rhizome versus a seed. And so we had to develop specialized equipment to dig the rhizomes up from the land, to be able to process those rhizomes, and then develop a precision planter that could plant a rhizome with the precise accuracy that's needed to establish a high-yielding crop.
So the way I understand it, then, this new cropping system has three different components to it that you developed, and the first of those is the AccuLifter. So why don't you explain those three different components for us?
Yeah, so the AccuLifter, we plant the giant miscanthus, and then we have to go in there to harvest the rhizomes. And so we developed a specialized lifter that would be able to lift the entire root ball, the root system, out of the ground, and then be able to clean that off, and then and do that in a way that really protects the rhizome where we don't damage that. The next step then is we take those, we transport those rhizomes into what we call our AccuProcessing unit. And through this process, we actually are able to clean, size, and then wash the rhizomes. And this really helps to be able to improve the germination and the overall quality. From there, we move that directly into cold storage. And 24 hours later, we're planting those same rhizomes into the commercial scale fields through our AccuDrop planter.
Well, that's interesting, and I understand that you are in the process right now of using this in various places across the country. So, tell me a little bit about your planting, your 2014 planting tour.
We're working with growers and landowners across several states across the Southeast, as well up into Iowa and Wisconsin. And we're working with several growers and landowners that we call trailblazers. We are looking for those growers that are willing to step out to really develop a new market and to blaze new trails alongside of Reprieve Renewables. And we're establishing those acres. We started planting in North Carolina back in February and wrapped that planting up, and since moving across the Southeast, and we'll end our plantings in Wisconsin later on in the month of May.
Okay, so as far as the planting process is concerned, though, I mean, I guess I'm visualizing, I can remember seeing tobacco planters going through, and they had to actually drop the plants, and they had little seedlings, they had plants that they planted in there. So how does this compare to something like that as opposed to like the big corn planters that run out in the Midwest?
Right, and that's actually a great planter. And in the early stages, we were actually using tobacco planters to actually plant some of our initial rhizomes. And that was really what led us on to develop this commercial scale technology. So now it's a fully mechanized precision planter that, mechanically plants. It's pulled behind a tractor. We load the rhizomes from hard side containers into the planter. And then the planter is fully mechanized, and we can set that for the desired number of rhizomes per acre at the desired row spacing. And to establish a high-yielding crop of Miscanthus, it's all about the density per acre and the row spacing. And that is the thing that we've really been able to master with this new technology.
At this point, you have farmers that are and landowners that are that you have contracted to plant the Miscanthus, and you're actually taking the machinery around to each of these different places in these states to accomplish the planting process. Is that correct?
That's correct. One of the great things about this crop is it has a great diversity tool to help really manage the farmers and landowners' risk. We do, because of the specialized equipment and the amount of acres that each farmer's planting, we do all the planting ourselves. And that's been something that's been received very well from our customers. They don't have to invest up front in any specialized equipment to propagate this. They don't have to develop the skills in order to, plant this crop. And it allows them to focus in other areas, which planting time is an extremely busy time for them. So to be able to provide their marginal and underutilized acres to us, we take care of the planting and they're able to focus on their other acres. It's something that is an extreme benefit for the farmers out there and landowners.
How did you choose the growers that are taking part in this launch this year?
Yeah, that's a great question. We really look for growers and landowners that are really leaders in their communities. That generally step out when there's a new technology, when there's a new crop, when there's something new to try. Those are the ones that we really sought out. Again, we call it our Trailblazers program because these are truly growers that, they blaze new trails out there. And those are the ones that we tried to identify and feel that we did a good job doing that.
Well, what about come harvest time? Then what happens? Are they able to harvest this themselves, or do you require specialized equipment to harvest as well?
Yeah, at harvest time, we actually provide all the harvesting as well. We do the majority of our harvesting with forage choppers to get to the desired spec that our end-use customers are needing. And so we take care of all the harvest. The interesting thing about the harvest is it takes time. Harvest is done in the months of generally between November and February. And so that's something else, again, not a lot is taking place on those acres at that time of the year. And so that's again, something nice that the farmers don't have to worry about or the landowners competing with, their other crops that they're trying to harvest during those fall months.
And you've focused on giant Miscanthus. Why did you choose that crop in particular? I assume that there must be other crops that you could use or that you may be using already, but why did you choose giant Miscanthus in particular to be a real focus?
There are other crops out there, as you mentioned, and we're evaluating and have been evaluating other crops as well. The reason we first chose giant Miscanthus is for a couple of key reasons. One is, from a purpose-grown energy grass, giant Miscanthus has one of the highest yield production in the U.S. Compared against other energy crops out there. The second reason is it's a very portable crop across the different downstream markets because of its elemental composition, because of the yield potential that it has. It's very portable across those crops. So we really wanted to start out with a crop that could go across multiple, downstream market opportunities and that had the potential to deliver the highest return for on marginal and underutilized acres for growers and landowners across the U.S.
You mentioned several different uses for this giant miscanthus. Talk a little bit more about its use as a feedstock for advanced biofuels.
Biofuels is one of the markets that we are working to develop and working with technology companies that have the technology converted into a advanced cellulosic ethanol and drop-in ready fuels. We do have active projects where we're working with different companies from a testing standpoint and their pilot scales, as well as working with companies that, that will be building plants. And so, I'd say the biggest thing with that, there's been such great progress that has been made in those technologies, and they hold such great promise for energy independence and long-term security of fuels. The biggest thing that really needs the industry is advocating for is really consistent policy and stable policy, from Washington. And that's one of the biggest things that could provide, that can continue to attract investments into the industries so that the companies can continue to develop out their technologies, as well as really impact the time in which those technologies come online.
All right, Jeff, and thank you very much for your time to explain this to us. And we'll be looking forward to hearing more about this new biomass crop system from Reprieve Renewables. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.